Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Queer Conception, The Complete Guide to Fertility, IUI, and IVF for LGBTQ Puperants. To Be by Liam Calley is a practical fertility and family-building guide aimed primarily at queer and trans people who want to conceive. Written by a licensed midwife with long experience in LGBTQ's reproductive care, the book brings together medical information, planning advice, and inclusive support in one place. Its purpose is not simply to explain fertility treatment, but to help readers navigate conception in ways that reflect diverse bodies, identities, partnerships, and pathways to parenthood. The book covers preconception health, ovulation tracking, donor insemination, IVF, surrogacy, pregnancy preparation, and infant feeding, including lactation induction for every body. It also speaks to the emotional and logistical realities of queer family building, such as cost, clinical access, and the need for affirming care. Because of that focus, it functions both as a patient-facing handbook and as a resource for providers serving LGBTQ+ families. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, queer-centered fertility planning instead of a one-size-fits-all model. The result is a guide that blends reproductive strategy with identity affirmation. Readers are encouraged to think through timeline, health preparation, and relationship structure early, before they arrive at a clinic. This is especially useful for people whose family building process may involve donor sperm, donor eggs, reciprocal IVF, or other arrangements that require coordination across medical and legal systems. The book does not present one ideal pathway, which is one of its strengths. It shows that queer conception is often a series of choices shaped by biology, cost, access, and values. Secondly, clear guidance on IUI, IVF, donor conception, and surrogacy. The discussion of donors and reproductive technologies also reflects the realities of queer family making. Readers need to think about sperm banks, egg donors, known donors, embryo creation, and the possibility of reciprocal participation between partners. The book helps normalize those decisions rather than treating them as complications. It also addresses the financial and logistical burden of treatment, which is often central to whether people can proceed at all. In this sense, the value of the book is not only informational but procedural. It helps readers understand the sequence of events, the terminology they will hear in clinics, and the trade-offs they may face when choosing between lower-tech and higher-tech options. Thirdly, preconception health and fertility optimization for different bodies. The book also appears to take a body-positive and gender-inclusive approach to fertility care. That means it does not limit reproductive health to cisgender women or to one model of pregnancy preparation. Instead, it recognizes that trans men, non-binary people, and others may need affirming language and individualized clinical attention. This broader framing is practical. Not just ideological, people are more likely to engage with care when they feel respected and when guidance fits their lived reality. The result is a fertility guide that functions as a planning tool as much as an explanatory one, helping readers align testing, timing, and treatment choices with their own bodies and circumstances. Fourthly, pregnancy preparation and infant feeding beyond conventional assumptions. One especially notable feature is its coverage of lactation induction for every body. That topic is important in LGBTQ family building because feeding plans may involve non-gestational parents, trans women, adoptive parents, or other caregivers who want to breastfeed or chest feed. By including this material, the book acknowledges that parenting roles are not determined solely by who gives birth. It also broadens the reader's understanding of what postpartum preparation can look like in queer families. In practical terms, this makes the book unusually comprehensive, since it connects fertility planning to the later questions readers will face if they become parents. The underlying logic is that conception is only one step in a much longer reproductive and caregiving process. Lastly, a dual-use resource for parents-to-be and care providers. This also helps explain why the book stands out in its category. Many fertility books are written for a general audience and assume a conventional reproductive model, while many LGBTQ's resources are too brief to be clinically useful. Queer conception occupies a rarer middle ground. It is accessible, but still grounded in midwifery and reproductive care. Readers benefit from that combination because they get emotional reassurance, medical clarity, and practical vocabulary for advocacy. Providers benefit because the book can function as an orientation to culturally competent care. In a field where misinformation, omission, and bias can all create barriers, a resource that speaks to both sides of the care relationship has real practical value. In conclusion, queer conception is best suited to queer and trans individuals, same-sex couples, solo parents by choice, and co-parenting families who want a grounded, medically informed guide to conception and early parenting. It will also be useful to fertility clinicians, midwives, doulas, and childbirth educators who want a clearer understanding of how to support LGBTQ patients. Its main benefit is practical. It explains fertility pathways, preconception health, donor conception, IVF, surrogacy, pregnancy preparation, and infant feeding in a way that is inclusive without losing clinical substance. It also offers something many books in this area do not, a framework for thinking about family building that respects queer identity rather than translating it into a heterosexual norm. Compared with generic fertility books, it is more specific and more relevant to marginalized readers. Compared with shorter LGBTQ prus resources, it is more comprehensive and medically detailed. That combination of accessibility, scope, and affirming perspective is what makes the book stand out in its category. If you would like to support Liam Colley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.